ग्रन्थस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तबिन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 43. Krishna kills the elephant and text we are reading to 23 up to 30. Eta Bhagavatah Sakshat हरे हे नारायणस्य हे अवतीर्णो इह अंशेन वसुदेवस्य वैष्मनि एतौ भगवतः साक्षात् हरे नारायणस्य हि अवतीर्णोऽयं सेनां वसुदेवस्य वैष्मनि एतौ भगवतः साक्षात् हरे नारायणस्य हि अवतीर्णोऽयं सेना वसुदेवस्य वैष्मनि एतौ भगवतः साक्षात्
हरे
नारायण
से
ही
अवतीर्णोभ्याम से न
वसुदेवस्य
विष्मनि
भगवतः ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
साक्षात
डायरेक्टली हरे ऑफ लॉर्ड हरि नारायणस्य नारायण ही सर्टेनली अवतीर्ण हैव डिसेंडेड इहा टू दिस वर्ल्ड हम सेना एज एक्सपेंशन वसुदेवस्य अफ वसुदेव वेस्मनि इन द होम ट्रांसलेशन द पीपुल सेड दीज टू बॉयज आर directly expansion of the Supreme Lord Narayan, who have descended to this world in the home of Vasudev. Next verse we read together.
Esavai kila deva kya jato nittasya gokulam kalanetam vasan gudho vajvridhe nanda vishmani.
This one, Krishna, took birth from the mother Devaki and was brought to Gokul, where he has remained concealed all this time, growing up in the home of King Nanda. Next.
Utananena nintantam chakravatasya danavah arjuna guhakah kesi dhinyako anya cha tadvidha.
He made Putana and whirlwind demon meet with death, pulled down the twin Arjun tree and killed Shankhachuda, Kesi, Dhenu and similar demons.
गावः शपाला एतेन दावाग्ने परिमोचिता कालियो दमितः सर्प इन्द्रस्य विमदकृत सप्ताहमेकहस्तेन धृतो अद्री परो मुना वर्षवाता परित्रातं च गोकुलम्.
He saved the cow and the cowherd from the forest fire
and subdued serpent Kaliyab. He removed the Lord Indra's false pride by holding up the base of mountains with one hand for an entire week, thus protecting the inhabitants of Gokula from rain, wind and hell. Gopyasya nitya mudita hasitrekshanam mukham pasyanto vividham stapam taranti sammudat. The gopis overcame all kind of distress and experienced great happiness by seeing his face, which is always cheerful with smiling glances and ever fresh of fatigue. Badante navam soyam yado sukritam sriyam jaso mahatvam cha lakshyaste parirakshitah. It is said that under his full protection, the Yadu dynasty will become extremely famous and attain wealth, glory and power. Next one, last one. Ayam chagjas dhiman ramaha kamalalochanaha pralambo nihato yena vasako eva kadaya. Translation. This lotus-eyed elder brother of his, Lord Balram, is the protector, is the proprietor of all transcendental opulences. He has killed Pralamba, Vatsak, Baka, and other demons. In fact, two of the demons mentioned here were killed by Krishna, not Balram. The reason for the mistake is that as news of Krishna exploit spread among ordinary people, the facts become somewhat muddled. The same tendency can be observed in modern newspapers. एतौ भगवतः साक्षात् हरेः नारायणस्य हि अवतीर्णौ इह अंशेन वसुदेवस्य भस्मनि. Here we know Lord Krishna and Balram. They entered the wrestling arena. So first of all, this people, citizens of Mathura, they appreciated the beauty and opulence of Krishna. And then they started to talk with one another. The subject matter of discussion was Krishna and Balram. In previous verse, yatha drishtam yatha srutam, as they have experienced, as they have heard, the pastime, the Krishna pastime, childhood pastime, did not take place in Mathura. It happened in Gokul, Vrindavan. So, citizens of Mathura, they have heard. And in description, this point, because they have made some mistakes also. As they have heard, like first verse, etau bhagavatah sakshat hareh narayanasya hi avtirna iha amsena. They are talking about Krishna Balram. The both, Krishna and Balram, both two. Bhagavatah sakshat hareh narayanasya amsa. They are expansion of Hari, Narayana. They were not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Narayana are other form of Vishnu, expansion of Krishna. So they have yathasrutam, they have heard. Usual conception, we know that Narayana, Bhagavan means four-handed Lord, and every other form is incarnation of Vishnu. So they are They are not very much philosophically elevated. They are not knowing the fact. In general, jatha srutam, as they have heard, sakshat narayanasya ansa, they are expansion of Narayan. Avatirna, they have appeared. They have appeared here in this material world, especially in Vasudevasya Vesmani, in the house of Vasudev. Both Krishna and Balaram, they appeared in the house of Vasudev. They are expansion of Lord Vishnu, Narayan. And then, Eshavai Kila Devakyam Jato Nitasya Gokulam Kalam Etam Vasan Gurho Vagbridhe Nanda Vishmani. First verse was general description of both Krishna and Balaram. Now they are pointing at Esha Tevai, this one, Krishna, Jatah Devakyam, he took birth, he appeared, he took birth from the womb of Mother Devaki. It appears that this fact was known to Mathuravas. Krishna took birth from the womb of Mother Devaki, Nitasya Gokulam, and immediately, right after his birth, Mathura, he was transferred, he was brought to Gokulam, Gokul. Kalam Metan Vasangur, and in Gokul, Vrindavan, in Braj, he was living hidingly. And then Babrdhe Nanda Veshmani, and Krishna, he was brought up in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Esavai Kila Devakyam Jato Nitasya Gokulam, appeared, took birth in Mathura, and immediately right after his appearance birth he was transferred to Gokul. There he hidingly he concealed himself. This fact was not known. And Babhridhe, he was brought up by Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda in Gokul. Next verse 26. Putana Nena Nitantam Chakravatasya Danavah Arjuna Guhakah Kesi Dhenuko Annecha Tadvidha. Putana Anena Nitantam. By Krishna, by him, Putana was brought towards the end. Putana was killed. Putana was delivered by Krishna. Chakravatasya, Chakravat, the demon who came in the wind, in the form of a wind, a Trinavart. The Trinavart was delivered, killed by Krishna. Arjuna, that twin tree or twin brothers, Nal Kubar and Manigriv, that tree, the Arjuna tree, both two Arjuna tree were smashed, as uprooted by him, and Guhyak Sankhchud was also killed by. Putana Anena Nitantam. Putana was brought by Krishna towards the end. She was killed. And Sankhchur was killed by him. Arjun, twin brothers, in the form of twin, Nal Kubar and Manigriv, they were also delivered by him. Guhyaka Sankhchur, or another demon, his name was Sankhchur. Of course, he was a partial incarnation of Sridham, brother of Srimati Radharani. Kesi, he was killed by Krishna. Dhenukasur, who came in the form of a donkey, he was also delivered by Krishna, Chaturvidha and other demons. they are talking many pastimes. Putana Udhar, killing of Trinavart, deliverance of Nalkubar and Madigriv, and Sankhachul, Kesi and Dhenu. if we know, Dhenukasura was now killed by Krishna. Dhenukasura was delivered, killed by Balaram. But in general description, they don't make any description between Krishna and Balaram. so they are talking. Putana, anena Putana, you know, Putana was delivered or killed by Lord Krishna. you know about Putana, the description of Putana in her previous life. She was daughter of Bali Maharaj. When Vaman Dev appeared, came in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, then Putana saw the extremely beautiful form of Krishna. Immediately her heart filled with affinity, vatsalya bhava, maternal affection towards Vaman Dev, who was a form of a very small child, a dwarf incarnation, a dwarf, very small, Vaman Deva. Then she felt affinity, her heart was filled with affinity, and same time she described in other Purana that her eyes were filled with tears. so much affection she felt. And then she desired, she has a wish that if I can get child like this, then certainly I would feed my breast milk to this child. And this is wish, is desire, is affection, maternal affection, was known by Lord Vaman Dev. And immediately Vaman Dev granted, this wish was granted. Boon, okay, certainly mother, not now, in at least not this time, but sometime certainly I will drink your breast milk. So the wish, boon was granted immediately. However, then there are discussion between Bali Maharaj and Vaman Dev. Lord Vaman Dev asked a charity, 3 paces of land, 3 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj, a charitable person, he gave that sankalpa, took a vow, okay, I will give you 3 steps of land. and as soon as the vow, sankalpa was completed, immediately Vaman Dev increased his size. and with first step, he covered all the earthly planet, which was positioned in the Bali Maharaj. And with second step, upper planetary system, which was in the position of Bali Maharaj, which was covered. About third step, Vaman Dev asked Bali Maharaj, you have promised to give me 3 steps of land. So here I should put my third one. you promise to give me 3 spaces. You are cheater, you have not in that much property, land, and you have. So Vaman Dev chastising left and right, and eventually he was bound in the ropes of Varun rope. He was bound in the ropes. And so much Bali Maharaj was humiliated by Lord Vaman Dev. This thing also happened right in front of daughter of Bali Maharaj. Her name was Ratnamala in that life. Ratnamala. First she felt affection, maternal affection, affinity for Lord Vaman. and next moment she realized that she is such a cruel personality, cheater. Immediately another desire came in her mind. If I could get child like this, I will administer poison in her mouth, I would kill him. So this will all Vaman Dev, omni, who has known everything, omniscient personality, Paramatma. This boon was also granted to her. Okay. That opportunity you will get opportunity also. You will feed me poison. For that reason, Putana Ratnamala, her name in previous life, her name was Ratnamala. She appeared in Gokul, in Brajachetra, in Parikarma Marg, there is one village that is considered to be the birth village of Putana. That name of that village, Khechari, in Braj area, when you go by walk, Parikarma Marg, right on the Parikarma Marg. So Putana Anena Nitantam. The citizens of Mathura, they are talking that Putana was delivered by Krishna. First time we know, in the Chakravata, Trinavar, whirlwind, he came and he was delivered. Or as you know, twin tree. So that also Srimad Bhagavatam described the tree in their previous life, they were brothers, the sons of Kuber, name was Nal Kubar and Madigiri. So they were sons of demigod, very prominent personality, demigod, and opulent, very opulent life they are leading. And same time they were elevated, they were considered, they got elevation, and they become the direct personal associates of Lord Shiva. Birthwise, they are very glorious birth, opulence, and same time such a glorious post they got. Direct associates, servant of Lord Shiva. So they become very much proud, their pride in hand. So they were not doing other job. They are always engaged in different type of sense gratification. So one time, along accompanied with Apsara, the girls from the heavenly planet, Apsara, directly they went to the Kailash Upavan, that is also a place of Lord Shiva. Ganga is flowing, Mandakini, and along accompanied with hundreds of women, Apsara, they took a certain type of wine, Varuni Madira, become intoxicated, and completely absolutely they become naked. All the women also naked condition, they entered in the water of Ganga. So they are doing sinful activity, engaged in sense gratification in that Tirth Chetra, Kailash, and not only Kailash, right in the river, Ganga river. They were enjoying, women were also naked, Apsara were naked, they were also both were intoxicated and naked. By the chance, Yadikshaya, out of his sweet will, Narad ji came in that direction. When Naradji saw them, they are sporting in the river Ganga. Immediately, when the women saw, Apsara saw Naradji coming in that direction, immediately she came out, all those girls, they came out from the water and they covered their body properly. And Nal Kubar and Manigri, they remain in the water as if nothing has happened. They saw Devarshi Narad, they were knowing also, they were familiar with the saintly person Devarshi Narad, still they did not pay any attention. When Naradji came little closer, then in their mentality, offensive mentality, they say, why this Narad sent me, he doesn't know any etiquette. We are sporting, why, what need he came in this direction? He would have gone another way also, but he don't know any etiquette. We are sporting and such a sadhu, so-called brahmachari, and coming this direction. He should not. First of all, they intoxicated, naked, remain the water, and same time their mentality is such an offensive mental. Why? They are finding fault in the character of Narad. What business he has to come in this direction? And then Naradji, Naradji felt compassion. Such a highly elevated personality, sons of Kuber, associates of Lord Shiva, Vaishvanam Yathasam, the greatest version. So he felt very much compassion. And Naradji cursed them. You like to remain naked like tree? I curse you. You will become, you both will become tree. You will have to accept the body of the tree. So this was good enough to curb down their pride. When they understood the seriousness of the curse, their Narada's curse, immediately they felt that now we are the demigods, such an opulent life lead. And next we are going to become tree, insignificant. Somewhere. Immediately both of them, they grabbed the feet of Devarshi Narad with all their humility and their command, all sincerity and their command, they grabbed the feet of Lord of Naradji and begged for forgiveness. Then Naradji, since already he had uttered the curse, okay, I have cut uttered the curse, so it is not going to be false. However, you will take birth, you will appear as a tree, you will take birth, but I can manage that you will be tree in Gokul. And Krishna personally will deliver you. You will have opportunity to see all the childhood pastime of Krishna. Many times Krishna will climb upon you. So they become very much jubilant. This curse turned into boon. So the how they were delivered, we know that first time. Wherever, whosoever commentator where that they have commented on this pastime. And one question they have, how come that Devarshi Narad cursed the Nalkubar and Manigiri? He did not curse the women. They have also same mistake they have done. But all the commenters say that the women, the Apsara, they were civilized one. Though some mistake was done by them, but they could realize and they are repenting for their mistake. And they were very much respectful of sadhu. They were not so impudent, these two. Usually, there are many commentators that usually women are not so in offensive mentality. They have culture, their heart is soft. Though they have committed mistake, still they were repenting for that. And they Nalkubar Manigiri, no. They were very much private and very much organ-like personality, even thinking, finding fault in the character of Naradji. Rather the women, as soon as they saw, immediately they came out from the water, they covered their body and they were repenting that we should not have done this. For that reason, Naradji did not curse them. And usually it is a Chandakya Pandit also say, civilized person, saintly person, even some mistake is there, still they should feel compassion towards the human family. They don't deserve to immediately we should not be very enthusiastic to punish a woman. Of course, it is also advised by Chanakya Pandit that physical punishment should not be inflicted on the woman. So Naraji knows all the morality advocated by Chanakya. So he did not curse the woman, Apsara. And the Guhyak, Sankhachud, they are remembering Sankhachud, they are talking about Sankhachud. The Sankhachud was the partial incarnation of Sridham, the brother of Srimati Radharani. So he was also delivered. One time Krishna was first time Ras Lila in the month of Phalgun. At that time Sankhachud demon came and he tried to kidnap gopis. At that time the gopis requested and he was killed. And a very valuable gem was on his head. So Lord Krishna killed Sankhachud, took that gem from his head, from his hair, he gave to Balaram. The gem was given to Balaram, and Balaram gave to Vishakha, and Vishakha delivered that gem to Srimati Radharani. That is Swamantak Mani. Eventually, how Swamantak Mani eventually came in possession of Satrajit and Prasenjit, that is also description there. So here they are remembering, and Kesi was delivered, Dhenukasur. Here the citizen of Mathura, they are talking about Dhenukasur was killed by Krishna, but this is not fact. Dhenukasur was killed by Balaramji. And then Gavahasra, they are also remembering the Kaliya, Krishna subdued Kaliya serpent. And Krishna smashed the false pride of Indra. They are remembering that Govardhan puja pastime. Saptaham ekam anena ek hastena dhrita. Krishna lifted Govardhan hill for continuous 7 days on his left hand, on the fingertip. And he protected the Gokul. And then they said, Badanti ena vansoyam yado visruta. People say, they are talking that people say that due to the appearance, Krishna appeared in the Yadu Vansh, that in future Yadu Vansh will be considered, become most glorious dynasty. Ayam, and then about 30 bhasha, Ayam cha agrajahal sriman rama kamala lochan. And this one, white one, called Balaram, he is an elder brother of Krishna. He delivered Paralamba. Of course, Paralambasur was delivered by Balaram. Nihato yena vatsaka vatsasur. Vatsasur was not killed by Balaram. He was delivered by Krishna, but they have heard vatsaka vatsasur was delivered by him and Bakasur. Bakasur. Buck came in the form of a bird. Here, Bakasura was also killed by Krishna, but the citizen of Mathura, they're telling that Bakasura was killed by Balaram. So thus they are talking about jatha drishtam, jatha srutam, as they had heard. So every pastime, or many, we know that Guhaka, Arjuna, in their previous life, they were Manigiri, and Nalkubar and Manigiri, Guhyaka, he was Sridham, Kesi, also, you know, Dhenukasur was also the son of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj at Banasur. And his, in the previous life, his name was Sahasik. He also done the almost similar thing in the Gandhamadan Parvat, and he was cursed by Durvasa to become donkey. So here, I swear, so here they are, in general, in all these verses, citizen of Mathura, they were talking about Krishna Balaram. They are sitting in the stadium, Krishna was right in front of him. That description about Krishna, Krishna pastime, Hare Krishna. Okay.
So the citizens of Mathura seem to know everything.
Hmm?
The citizens of Mathura seem to know everything about Krishna and Balaram, where they were born, where they were taken, and so on. But on the other hand, Krishna's identity was supposed to be a secret from Kamsa. he was not supposed to know. So how is it that everybody knows everything?
One point, this fact was revealed almost towards the end. Naraji came directly to Kamsa. And Naraji informed Kamsa everything. Told that Krishna appeared from the womb of Devaki as the eighth child of Devaki. And the same night, right after birth, Vasudev cheated you. He took this boy, came out from the prison house, and he transferred in the Nand Baba house. And just mother Yashoda has given birth of a female child. And that child was the daughter of mother Yashoda. She broke in the jail, and the morning, next in the morning hour, he told you that this female child, this Putri, has taken. And Naradji explained everything in detail. This has happened, this has happened. So for that reason, they are known. They are almost towards the end. In beginning it was everything hidden, nobody was knowing. But since Naradji wants to reveal some mystery, then it was known to many. That reason why they are talking in this fashion. Okay, anything?
Maharaj, and perhaps I heard that there was women, these jungle women, that lived near Vrindavan. They would take things that they would grasp, that they would get from the jungle, different fruits and vegetables, whatever, and go to Mathura to sell them. And they would hear in pastimes of Krishna and Balaram in the Vrindavan area, and they would take that information and give it to, you know, tell people in Mathura, oh, there's these boys, they're doing these wonderful things. Have you ever heard of that? I mean,
No, this is the part. The pastime part, it was known only that taking birth, where Krishna took birth, that was not known. Otherwise, all pastime was previously known.
Information is going back and forth.
From Vrindavan, they are coming fruits and flowers, they have to sail in Mathura city, and then talk about there. A part of the pastime part, killing of Putana, killing of Dhenuka, so this was known. This was not hidden at all. Taking birth, because they are talking that this Krishna appeared, took birth in the womb of mother Devaki, and same night he was transferred. And mother Yashoda has given birth to twin, one female, male and female, and the female child was brought by Vasudev. This fact was not known. This Naradji personally told to Kamsa, and then it was known to. So that part I was talking, that part was known. The pastime part, everybody knows.
The verse that Nanda Atmaja Utpanne, Prabhupada translate, actually Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj, but not everybody was known.
So they are not talking about that part.
I know, that's why I'm saying it's a half truth they know. They don't know.
Maharaj, Ratnavali, first she was feeling so much affection towards Vamandev, and then seems like next minute she was feeling hatred towards him. My question is was that the affection, was that some bhakti there, or for somebody to go from such affection to such hatred? So yeah, was the first affection, was that bhakti, or was that something else?
No, extremely the bhakti. She was fortunate enough to see Lord face to face. Seeing that is such a fortunate personality, she was, that she saw Lord Vaman there. And along with other Purana says that her heart filled with affection, affinity, mamata. And same time, tears were filled with eyes were filled with tears. Such an intense maternal affection, affinity she felt for Lord Vamandev. That reason why, though she was not aware, but Lord Vamandev granted her wish, gave the boon. Okay, certainly I will do it. For that reason, when Uddhavji was crying, Aho bakiyam stanakal kutam jingham shaya apay apishadhi lebhe gatim dhat pritam kutanyo kamva dayalum saranam saranam brajema. Uddhavji, remembering this past time, Putana, such a hissy in the witch, Rakshasi, as such he was food, he was directly drinking the blood of the children, some vital parts, tear up on the directly. Aho bakiyam shtana kalakut. By birth she was degraded, which food habit, she was, her favorite food was drinking blood directly from the body of the children. Such a cruel personality came to kill Krishna, such a bad mentality. And still, lebhe gatim, from her side, she did not spare anything. Anything bad we could imagine she had done. But in return, lebhe gatim dhatri uchita. Wait nurse, we say, wait nurse. Dhatri, almost she got the similar position of Mother Yashoda. So from her side, she did all bad things. And from Krishna's side, is extreme. She was extremely sinful and Krishna was extremely compassionate. So she got, so due to her appreciation, her feeling, maternal affection for Lord Vamandev, for Krishna, she got. So certainly this is the, otherwise how can Putna get the similar destination as Mother Yashoda? Almost similar. So that is bhakti, extreme bhakti, pure bhakti, but same time, Lord has his own plan, he wants to display different pastime also. So for some reason, Putna was also put in such an awkward position. But her devotion was appreciated, granted by Lord Krishna. So that is also such an intense, strong feeling for Lord Vamandev. Other Purans say her heart was absolutely, completely filled with affinity, mamata. And I were filled with tears. As soon as she saw Lord Vamandev walking towards the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. So as a bhakti, we have no any right to doubt her bhakti, Putana's bhakti, because she said, Krishna gave the similar position as Mother Yashoda.
Coming to the point of Adidev Prabhu about the ladies selling, what I understand is that the ladies from Vrindavan, they would go to, they would bring the flowers and the fruits, and they were bringing to the wives of the Brahmanas in Mathura. And they would, ladies have tendency to talk. That is their nature. So they would talk about this, ladies of Vrindavan would talk about Krishna to these wives of the Brahmanas all the time. So that Purvarag, that was the wives of the Brahmanas who would hear, and they had developed that love. And that's why when the Yajnapatnis, when the Brahmanas, Krishna and Balaram send the boys to ask for the food, and they didn't give, Brahman didn't give, but the Brahmanas' wives, they had heard about, they had established that, they had that love. So now this was their chance now. This is their time now to see Krishna and Balaram personally. And that's because of that they were, you know. Maharaj, one thing is that as far as the Putana, she was a daughter of Bali Maharaj, as we know. Now, in case of Bali Maharaj, when he was going to go to Bali Maharaj, when he was going to go to, in the case of, in the pastime of Svamandev, Bali Maharaj is going to go to fight to Indra, to in the heaven, after Shukracharya had made him alive. And Bali Maharaj had, of course, served the Brahmanas and everybody, so he had that. But then question was that Prahlad Maharaj, who is the Mahajan, he also gave the garland of the garland to Bali Maharaj, to that you become successful. So now the question was that here is Prahlad Maharaj, who is a great personality, and he is giving the garland to Bali Maharaj to go to win the, you know, to get the victory in
heaven.
Yes. So that's a little bit.
Yes, Bali Maharaj is grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad's son was Birochan, Birochan's son was Bali Maharaj. So when Shukracharya performed yajna, at that time from yajna came chariot, well equipped golden chariot came along with horses from the flames of fire. Shukracharya, and at that time Shukracharya gave him one conch shell, very cool. And Bali Maharaj, garland, which remains ever fragrant and fresh. Whosoever puts that garland in, he will not see any defeat in any direction. So Prahlad Maharaj gave Bardhan, benediction in form of a garland. You wear this, and anywhere in any direction, you will not see any defeat. Wherever you go.
But the question is, why would he, Bali Maharaj is a demon.
Bali Maharaj also in 12 Mahajan, not only Prahlad Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is also from same family, 2 Mahajan, Bali Maharaj. Swambhu Narado Sambhu Kumara Kapilo Muni. Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Bayashikir, Bayam, from same family, 2 out of 12, 2 came from the same family, the Mahajan. The Bali Maharaj is also Mahajan. He know absolutely what is the wrong, what is right, what is dharma, what is adharma. And when Vamandeva was chastising him, he was bound in the rope of Barul. At that time, again, Prahlad Maharaj appears there. And then everyone become very much satisfied. Now, greatest devotee of Lord Vishnu, he came. And certainly, Prahlad Maharaj request Vamandev, and he will be released. But everyone become very much surprised. As soon as Prahlad Maharaj appeared. So he started to talk in the different way. He says, "My dear Vamandev, whatever opulence Bali Maharaj has given, it is your mercy. And today you snatched, took out everything." And Prahlad Maharaj said that is equally beautiful, glorifying. You have given him, that is also very glorious, and took him away, that is equally beautiful, equally glorious. Still, your taking away is more glorious. You've done very nice. He deserved to be punished by you. You are so proud, you are thinking that I am proprietor. You are claiming proprietorship. Everything, his wife, Bali Maharaj's wife, Bindhyavali, said, "Lord, my dear Lord, everything created, you have created for your own pleasure. But my husband, Bali Maharaj, was claiming proprietorship. This is my, I have this in my position, I can give charity. So you have done." So both person, they justify the act of Vamandev. Grandfather and wife also, you have done very nice. You took everything, he deserved to be taken everything out. So after all, Bali Maharaj is also one of Mahajan. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is Mahajan, he knows, for that he gave the garland, and when everything was taken out, Prahlad Maharaj also glorified, he said, "It is equally glorious." Or he said, "No, more glorious than giving." The Lord gives them opulence, that is his mercy, glorious thing. And when takes away everything, that is considered to be more glorious, more beautiful. I think we should stop. Because,
just otherwise there will be puzzle on it. There will be puzzle. You have to put it together. In Bhavana Purana, this discussion took place. In Bhavana Purana, it says that Bali Maharaj, when he was young, he was doing a lot of jagnas, and he believed the Brahmanas, but he did not believe Vishnu. So Srila Prabhupada, in the 8th canto, he says that by following the other Mahajan, he became Mahajan. He was not acting as a Mahajan when he was born. So in that pastime, the commentary on Bhavana Purana says that Prahlad Maharaj came in the hall room where the sacrifice was taking place. And then Bali Maharaj is glorifying the Brahmana's quality. So Prahlad Maharaj says, "You should glorify Vishnu." So Bali Maharaj was a little pause, and then he went inside his chest drawer where all the weapons are. "So we have everything. We have the blessing of the Brahmana. Why do we need Vishnu? Why you have to always glorify the enemy of our dynasty? We are a demon. Our enemy is Vishnu. Why you have to glorify?" Then Prahlad Maharaj got very angry. He said, "I'm your grandfather. You should not talk like this. But Vishnu is everything. Brahmana gets the power then." So they had some conflict. Then Prahlad Maharaj became so angry, he cursed him. He said, "There will be a day you will know the importance of Vishnu when you lose everything. And until that day, you will not understand the importance of Vishnu." So this lila has to take place.
Yeah, that's also. Okay, Granthas Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.